for the player of the day. So with thanks to Grunt, like all champions, he does it with Grunt because nothing is tougher. It is available at Bunnings. Shorey already says the Anzac Day Eve medalist, the Checker Hughes medalist, Max Gorn, won't get the 5 votes. So light him up, Shorey.
Yeah, one to Disco Dan. I gave him a vote. 3 goals, one. 13 possessions, 8 marks. So he was a good target, and it wasn't just that he kicked goals, but he also was a bit of a conduit coming when they were under the pump coming off half-back. I gave 2 to Steve May. 23 possessions, 12 marks. I reckon they had the 2 best defenders on the ground. And he just, I love the way he kicks the ball. I think he had 21 kicks and 2 handballs. And you know, that's the power that he's got. I gave 3 to Trent Rivers. Oh, gee, he's improved, this bloke. 24 possessions, 12 marks, nearly 600 metres gain. He's given him something through midfield. And he did go in there last week. I didn't think he was in there as much tonight, but he came off halfback beautifully. I gave 4 to Max Gorn. He had 10 possessions in the first half, and I reckon was really didn't have a massive impact. His impact came in the second half. And, all right, they won the game, but I think was built around half the defence more Stevens. Than that. Sorry?
Half-time,
we called it, yeah. So he's had 23%. Look, he's in great form. 26 hit-outs, 9 of them, or 10 of them to advantage. So he's doing it well. But I gave 5 to Jake Lever. 26 disposals, 11 marks, 11 contested possessions. Yeah, you know, we say, oh, don't kick it high, but he can't stop that. All he can do is read the play, and that's what he does so well. And as soon as they get Jake Lever, it's a bit like Tom Stewart at Geelong. As soon as they get them as the plus one, most of the time Melbourne or Geelong win games. So, yeah, I thought he set it up. He was brilliant in the first half when they were under the pump in a horrible game of footy.